بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One person suggested to us, Ulad Thani Sahib Rahmatullah, you need to translate this kitab of yours, and it needs to be in Urdu, it needs to be publicized, it needs to be distributed amongst people. So Mona suggested to him that you see, you do this much, you want it to be translated. So what you do, you arrange the cash and I will arrange for the person to translate. You arrange the cash, I will arrange for people to translate it. And thereafter, you may publish it if you want. Man kept quiet, never come back. So Mona says, giving of opinions and suggestions is very easy. Do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. King became very, very pleased with one of his workers. So as a token, he gave him an elephant. Ordinary layman, ordinary worker, and he gave him an elephant. So the first day he caught the elephant, he went to the jungle, caught about 100, 200 kilos of fodder, and fed the thing. Next day he says, no, I can't do this every day. So he put a begging bowl around the neck of the elephant and sent it away. So the king asked, now what happened? So this person says, you gave me a blessing, you gave me an elephant, but you didn't see my capacity. My capacity is that I live out of the blessings, out of your blessings. A couple of scraps that you give me, I live out of that. And then you gave me such a gift that is not manageable by me. So I thought, the way I live with scraps, then this thing also must live with scraps. So these type of suggestions, they are thrown at people. Inflammatory remarks are made, and person becomes, he becomes spurred up and he wants to do it. So what the Shaykh Ramta is speaking about here is about gatherings, right? The first statement was, right, this political struggle that is carrying on. This person is asking that what must we do? We must just die in this. So first the Shaykh Ahmadai corrected him. That you see, these type of statements you mustn't make. To go and kill yourself is suicide, and suicide is impermissible. So to make those impermissible statements also is not right. How can you condone such a thing? How can you speak about such a thing? Then he goes on to say, why doesn't the Shaykh Ramta also participate in the political struggle, in the meetings and all that? So I explained to him that every person is different and his behavior is a reflection of his childhood. The way he was brought up, the way he was nurtured and reared up, this is how he's going to behave later on. Now you want everybody to behave like a genius. Doesn't work. Someone is a genius, someone has got so much of potential. He can do ten works, one at the same time. But if I see that he's doing it, I go and imitate him. It's like a small chicken trying to imitate an eagle. The chicken could fly a little bit, 1 foot above the ground for small distances it could cover. But if the thing tries to imitate the eagle, it will forget that little that it's flying. So that thing must act according to its capacity. The eagle will fly according to its capacity. So throwing these suggestions and all that and getting inflamed with these type of remarks is not right. This is a result of us mixing with too many people. The person is walking straight. He's going straight. Now he's attending too many jalsa, istima, too many bayans and all that. Now what happens to that person? He feels what I'm doing, I'm not doing sufficiently. I'm not doing right. So the work that he'll be doing, he will leave that work. Now for example, he's teaching at a maktab, right? And the work is carrying on quite efficiently, he's working, there's good results, children are benefiting. Now, he doesn't have a very mature mind. When he doesn't have a mature mind, he listens to one bayan. You know, one group and one jamaat went here, and so many people accepted Islam. And then they opened up a madrasa. All the sahabus in the gate, these people that went out there. So now he is running a madrasa and running well. 50-100 students they're running. Everything is going on very well. Now then he loses heart in what he's doing. When he loses heart in what he's doing, he won't be paying attention there. Now he wants to marry the both, go a little bit here and go a little bit here. Now the little madrasa that he was doing, what's going to happen to that? There's going to collapse. He doesn't have a mature mind. The immaturity is because in society there is a thing like distribution of work. You do one work, I will do one work. Right? In a situation of a war, you have different departments. If you have someone on the computer system to see now what's the moves of the enemies, then you have someone with the submarines, someone with the warplanes, right? Now, one person begins to feel, the person that is running the computers and all that, he feels, I'm not doing anything, man. Those people that are flying those fighter planes and those submarines, they're doing real work. And I'm doing nothing, I'm killing flies here. And he leaves that. What's going to happen to the controls? Controls going to crash. That needs to be done, this needs to be done, that needs to be done. In fact, there will be the one department that will be doing just the catering for the entire army will be doing. So in the catering, got a couple of people just peeling potatoes. But they hear the Kalguzari, hey, these people made so much of strides, so much of land they covered, and so much of people they converted to Islam, and what they have done. He leaves potatoes, peeling potatoes. Those people that are in the front line, can they do their work? They can't do their work. So, I say it is not the wrong of any work, whether it is jamaat, whether it is madrasa, whether it is not, it's not the wrong of that work. It's the immaturity of the personal. Person must understand that there is a thing like distribution of work. And you're going to give a very exciting kalguzari to your wife. And the wife says that, hey, I'm getting left out. Let me also go out. What's going to happen to your children? You are growing children, right? Growing children need attention. Now, you gave that fiery speech to your wife and she says, no, I'm not doing anything. Let me go out also. So what's going to happen to the children? They're going to get lost. So there is a thing like distribution of work. And then, when your niyat is right, when the work is being done with distribution, we're all going to share the sawab. See, it's like an istima situation. See. In the istima, we'll have 10 different departments. One is security, one is traffic control, one is medicine and first aid, right? One is tashkil tent, one is wusuli, one is mashwara, right? One is tuck shop, right? One is kitab shop. Then there'll be other departments. So now, if the tuck shop says, you know what, all these people that are making tashkil, they getting the guys, the people ready and putting them all in jamaat. I'm only frying chips here and burgers. I'm not getting, I'm being left out of the sawab. See, what will happen to that istima? Or one of those people that are in the traffic control, say, they're getting all the sawab here. The sharks, they put me into this, and they're stealing all the sawab. I'm getting left out. I'm only controlling traffic. Go right, go left, go park your car that side. What's going to happen to that istima? He's going to turn as a failure. Isn't it? So there is a thing like distribution of work. That work may seem to be insignificant, but it has to be done. Everybody's niyat is for the success of that istima. So when the sawab is going to be distributed, Allah Pak will give everybody. Why was he fear that Allah Pak will, na'uzubillah, be miserly on the sawab? He'll give everybody. The hadith says it so clearly that you got a man that is handling your finances, your treasury, he's handling your finances. Right? And you asked one person that came for assistance, you asked him to go to your man and take 1,000 rands from him. He's handling your finances, it's your money. But you asked this person, go to him and he'll give you 1,000 rands. So your man gives him the 1,000 rand with a smile. Happiness, happily smile without any reservation and hesitation, he gives it. So the hadith says that that man and the owner of that wealth, they will have an equal sawab. I and this person, that's my representative, both of us, our sawab is identical. So you see, Allah Ta'ala is so much, so much. Whereas it's not his wealth, it's my money. But he's acting on my behalf. So your sawab and my sawab is the same, provided you are happily doing it. Coming, you don't pull up your face, you don't shout that person. As he comes, you readily give it to him. So the sawab is given to both equally. So you will, in community, when we are working together, you will have the situation. So you beyond one doesn't try to imitate the other. Then you'll forget your own. Are you in an area now, show you in a smaller scale, in an area, and you're doing the gush, you're doing the talim, right? Or someone like Mawla Khatani came and gave a fiery speech, excellent speech he gave. People start giving the names. Now, you see, the right thing is to become like Mawla Khatani. How is giving the talks? You start learning it. You forget your gush, you leave your talim, and the little work that you are doing, you leave it out. Will that be right? Not right. Idea is not to become like Mawla Khatani. Idea is to do the work. What work the Mashwara is telling you, you do that. It may sound insignificant, but you just do according to Mashwara, carry on that way. Whereas outwardly it would seem that the real work is what Khatani is doing. He is doing that work and everybody is getting tashkil, they're getting, giving the names. One is going America, the other one is going Australia. And you, what you do, you're just doing small gush and talim and all that. So there is a thing like distribution. But in that, the important thing is follow the Mashwara. Right. Now, in the Jamaat there will be a Mashwara. In other departments of Deen there will be Mashwara. There will be some Buzurgan of Deen, some Mashaykh. They will tell the people, you do this, you don't do this. This is, you're not cut out for this, you cut out for this. So you will do accordingly. But the problem is that person who is immature, like you find most people are immature. Because of the immaturity they get spurred up, and they want to leave the work that they are doing and just go on into something else. Hop from one thing to the other. So this gets left out and that doesn't get done correctly. So this is a problem. You don't have that maturity to understand. Right? Now, the person that was mature, if he heard that bayan, he'll act differently. He will say, mashallah, it's a good work. And what I should be doing, carry on my work. And the people that come to me, I must encourage them. If they are not tied up and committed to any deeni work and deeni cause, I must encourage them. Because every department must thrive. Every department must flourish. So what I am doing, I am teaching people alif ba, basic masail, faraz, nafal, wajibat, haram, etc. I am teaching them this much. Let me carry on this. But those that are not engaged in this type of work, they are not engaged in actively in deeni work, let me go and encourage them. Or those people that are teaching, they are teaching, committedly they are teaching, but they have great holidays also. 6 weeks they're getting in December, then June they're getting 1 month, then they're getting 10 days, then all weekends they're off. Right? So over the year, they were about 4.5, 5 months holiday. Right? Now, one is that dini worker that's got all his time dedicated, he's doing dini work. So you don't shift him. That person has got about 4, 4.5 months holidays, now you go out. So he is already committed, he's tied up. If he's going to leave this worker, that worker is going to get neglected. But that person is free, or he's semi-free. He's free or semi-free, send him out. See, now then you'll find that dini work flourishes, takes place well. Now you see, in the Jamaat, right, there's a person like Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, and you find a person like Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, both pioneers of the work, right? Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, sending out Jamaats, going out in Jamaat, Istima, Bayan, all that. He's doing it. And Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh is writing kitabs. And he's controlling the Jamaats. He's at the controls. And he's writing kitabs. Now you see, both have worked and understood each other, they appreciated each other. So the harkat is Muhammad Ilyas, and the kitab is of Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. But if now the Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh got influenced, got affected, all the work Muhammad Ilyas is doing, I'm sitting writing kitabs here, just killing flies here. Let me leave this and go out. Will he be able to write those kitabs? He wouldn't have been able to write the kitabs. Then would there be a deficiency in the Jamaat work completely, entirely? There would have been a deficiency. Right. So this immaturity, that's a dangerous thing, very, very dangerous thing. Right. So you have a speaker coming in, timelessly you'll have speakers coming in, whether it's Jamaat, Khanqah, Madrasa, whatever. So the dangerous person is that person that is immature. He's a dangerous person. The person is mature, then he takes everything in perspective. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi had to correct some people. He wants to go out in jihad. So ask him, what about your parents? Now, jihad. Right. It's one of the greatest work in deen. Zarwatu sinamihi al-jihadu fi sabilillah. The pinnacle of Islamic work is jihad, striving. Like how you can, whether someone is striving in Jamaat, in Madrasa, whatever. So, zarwatu sinamihi al-jihadu fi sabilillah. So, he forgot his mother and he's going out. So, you're going to do this. There's distribution of work. One will do this and you won't do this. Like his parents are aged. Now when his parents are aged, now this person has a lot of shock to go. Now the parents are getting neglected. So what the whole town is going to say? That the Jamaat means must abandon your parents, aged people must abandon them and go out. No, so this is not for us. The other way around, they say, hey, you know what? The Jamaat, it was already confirmed that he's going out. But when the Jamaat realized that his parents need him, they cancel him. You just come out of the flight, you go and make khidmat. You know, hey, these people are spot on. They've got so much of consideration for people, for parents, etc. You see how it works. So, this type of impulsive, like I said yesterday, the impulsive was impulsive behavior, spontaneous, is not deen that. It is just fulfilling your ambitions. It is not conforming with the dini spirit. Dini spirit is something else. So, each individual is affiliated with each group. Someone is affiliated with some group. You make mashwara from your elders. The problem is two. Either the person is immature or he doesn't talk sufficiently to his elders. See, either he's immature, he can't reason so well, or he doesn't talk to his elders, doesn't speak, and he wants to bring up his own conclusions. Now something some things for the moment they seem to be more appealing and exciting. Right? You keep nice food, healthy, nutritious food. Right? And you have tomato sauce, ketchup, right? Achars, all that. But a child, what is he going to run for? He'll go for all that achar, ketchup, all that. That's exciting. And that real nutritious food is going to leave it out. Why immaturity? Same. This is immaturity as far as dieting and nutrition. That is intellectual nutrition. You don't have the maturity for it, therefore you're running for something else. In the time of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, there is one group that is dedicated itself in ilm, only ilm, producing fiqh all the time, day and night. Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayh. You don't hear these people going out in jihad, whereas jihad is going on. They're propagating deen. So both are involved. So as though the one is preparing the bomb and the other is firing the bomb. So like you need that fighters, you need those that are preparing. If you only have fighters and you don't have people preparing, what's going to happen? You lose, you run out of ammunition. You only got fighters. You don't have people preparing. See the distribution. So you will have these three categories in deen. Just remember, one is a person that is totally committed night and day, only deeni work is due. Don't interfere with him. Whether he is in the Hifz class, whether he is in the Maktab, whether he is in the Khanqa, don't interfere, don't go and make his tashkil. Because whole day and night he's in that. You look at him in the morning, he's doing the same work. In the evening, he's doing the same work. His holidays, he's doing deeni work. Right? So he's given total commitment. So that's such a person, don't go and interfere with him. Right? You get the likes like in Mia's farm, we had Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. His day throughout the year, Saturday or Sunday, Saturday or Monday, throughout the year, his day is starting at about 3 o'clock. Up past 2, 3 o'clock, he's reading his tahajjud. 4 o'clock, he's coming to the madrasa. And the whole day, he's giving it about, I would, in my assessment, I would think, about 11 hours of teaching he's doing daily. Maybe Saturday he's not doing so much, or maybe Sunday he's not doing so much, but otherwise 11 days. But on that Sunday also he's doing work. And Monday to Monday, he's not looking at Saturday, Sunday, he's looking, you know, right throughout the year. So such a person, you won't go and make his tashkil. Yes, you ask him for dua, and so he'll encourage his. And then you find the second group who's working half steam. He's working at half speed. There you try and make tashkil for the holidays. As he's got about 5-6 months holiday, Saturday, Sunday, every week you're off. You got this holiday, that holiday, that holiday coming up. Right? So that person that's working half steam, yeah, you tell him, you go out. And the person that's got no steam, you get him also. In business, or he's an alim, but he's something else, whatever. So get him. So the first category you don't interfere with. Second and third categories you go and interfere with them. So that you motivate them. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, people that are not mature, then they must think and they must refer to the elders. They mustn't make impulsive decisions, immediate decisions, nor must they feel that their mashayikh and their ulama are incompetent. You know, this person came, he's so competent, and such a beautiful talk he's given. And my buzuganadin, they don't give that type of talk. So if he's going to think like that, then he will lose the confidence and the respect that he's got for the share that he's got. He will lose respect. So he's neither here nor that side. Neither with his sheikh, neither with that sheikh. Or he will hop. And then after he's hopped onto the new sheikh, then say, hey, but the other thing in my sheikh was better. One person came to Raipur. The Sheikh had told, sent him to this, to send some of his muridin to Raipur. So he came complaining, Raipur, they're not giving time for Awabin. And they're not giving time for this. Immediately after Maghrib, then you have meals. So I don't get my Awabin on it. The Mufti Sarah was seated there. So Sheikh asked Mufti Sarah, Uska kya karna chahe? What should we do with this person here? So I told him that keep him in San for about a week or so and let him do all his ma'amools and awabin, everything, and then dispatch him out in Jamaat. He's not meant for the Khanqah. Dispatch him out from the Jamaat. Sheikh went away. So this person got upset with Mufti Sarah Rahmatullah. Tune mera sirahi kaat liya. I can't come back now. You said I was going Jamaat all the time. So Mufti told him, I gave you a concession. I made consideration for you. The real punishment for you was you get out of here. And I relaxed it for you that you come here, come for a week or 3 days, and then you go out in Jamaat. Because you don't have that maturity. See, it doesn't have that intellectual maturity. So this is the problem, you see, today. We don't think carefully, or we don't have that type of maturity that deen has got different departments, and every department has to work. Must be respected. You have to motivate every department. Like, all right, now you're going out 4 months, 6 months every year, right? Going out. Everybody does that. Now, who's going to teach your children? You want them to learn Quran Sharif, to become Hafiz, to know Masail, Halal Haram. Who's going to do it? Someone has to make Magaj Mari, he has to break his head and teach those children. For that, he has to be there, dedicated, all the time. Then you'll find that your children are getting some attention. But you say, no, I must just go out. Tawakkal Allah. Then this is wrong, see. So all these departments, different departments of deen, and we need to take care of them. And the better thing for these type of people who are immature, then don't attend too many talks. You make mashwara with your elders, which talk must I attend, which talk mustn't I attend. Because you're going to listen to too many talks, you're going to get mixed up. The little that you're doing, that you're going to get a confusion. I'm not turning off my own, I'm quoting a Mawathani Rahmatullahi. This is for many people nowadays, it's not that advisable thing to listen to every talk. Or the Sheikh is complaining himself. In his big, big jalsas and all. Jalsa is not like this madrasa jalsa. Not madrasa jalsa, this is some other type of jalsa, you see. So you have all type of talkers coming there, and everybody's giving his 5 pence. Someone is exceeding the limit. Right? Someone is within the limit and someone is exceeding the limit. And very few people have the heart to go and correct the person. That by what you're talking is beyond the limit. And that person himself, he doesn't accept corrections. So the speaker is exceeding the limit and he doesn't want to accept corrections. So what's going to happen to the audience? Obviously, you're leaving them in a perplexed situation. So it's a very difficult thing. That's why I say that you definitely need these elders to see that you're running correctly, moving correctly, you're thinking correctly, you're talking correctly all the time. The more you've got the association with your elders, the safer you are. And the less you associate with your elders, the greater the danger. Because you don't know, but you are breaking off from the main team. Allah Pak Tawfiq Naseeb. As we progress in deen, we understand how much more we need our elders, how much more we need them. At the infantry stage, we don't understand. Infants, infancy, you know, you don't understand. But as you're moving, now you understand, you know, I need them. And I need to ask them about this. I need to ask them about this. Otherwise, I'll take one different line just now. So the hadith also warns, أَجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَأِيٍ بِرَأْيِي, that people become self-opinionated. Everybody is happy with their own opinions, own suggestions. Must happen like this, must happen like this. So one is we get connected with our elders. The more thick we with them, we're connecting ourselves, we're asking them, working with their mashwara, the less the chance of mistakes. And the more we go and do things of our own, the greater the chance of the mistake. And then when the elder is correcting you, then you take it personally. He's grudging me, he doesn't want me to talk. He's grudging me. So on your side, you don't want to accept the correction. And nor do you want to contact with your elders. So what's going to happen? So as you are progressing, the more you progress, the more you have to tire yourself. Because now you are flying very high. You're flying very high, so you need a very firm security and protection. Otherwise, if you crash, you burn. You only won't hurt yourself. You'll kill hundreds of people. Kill hundreds of people that are with you on the air and hundreds of people that are on the ground. Both will crash. So when you are flying, then you need to be even more protective of yourself. You know, talks are being accepted. People are looking up at you. So now you have to be more careful, more cautious. What statement have I made? One statement here, another, people may misconstrue it. Or it's a little bit, it's beyond the limit what I mentioned. You know. So this contact with our elders, contact, relationship, keep and talk to them, ask them, find out. And I've seen this in the senior people, senior, whether it's in Jamaat or in Khanqah, whatever. They maintain that. Bhaipadi, I should remember, I think on a weekly basis, he should write Nizamuddin Raibin, writing for Mashwara. Weekly or fortnightly, but every, without fail. And then at least twice, thrice a year, he's going and meeting elders, sitting with them. Twice a year, until he was well. He became sickly, then it was a different thing. But until he was well, twice a year, thrice a year, going meeting them, sitting with them, talking to them, making messages with them. See, as he's flying high, now his contact is becoming even more great. So this is the problem in this day and age, whether it's ulama, whether it's in khanqa, whether it's in jamaat. We don't maintain the contact. And then everything goes off. Then you've got 101 complaints. Mm-hmm.